pretty good day between Alex and Macklin. Today, maybe not so much. Is that a concern for you?
It's not. It's second day, and you got to take everything we've done in the last 24 hours with a conditioning test and then a hot afternoon practice and, you know, coming back out here today. And today was more of just kind of getting kind of the juices flowing again. And it takes a couple days. It starts to kind of – it goes and then it builds back up. And that's kind of what happens during training camp. So no concern there. We're encouraged with what's going on. And we got a lot of great days ahead of us.
What do you do in a case like that? You bring them both in the room, show them the video, and say what happened here, work it out?
Yeah, you know, that's part of training camp too, is especially with those two guys. They're new. They've had a lot of work in the spring. But we get in the film room, we get together, and we study, and you know, I want to hear what Jeremy has to say, I want to hear what Alex has to say, I want to hear what all the guys have to say, get them on the same page, and then we can come out here and work on it and not make those mistakes in the future.
Is Albert Wilson a better player now for getting that playing time?
Yeah, totally. He's a lot more confident in his ability. He understands, number one, his role. He understands, you know, what he's doing physically. He's there, he's ready. And again, looking forward to, you know, we have a lot of talent at that position and obviously at the wide receiver position, and he's got a great opportunity to really take charge of that and leader by example. Even though he's young, he's a starter. He can go in there and show us what he can do.
What did you see from him last year that led you to believe he was ready for that playing time?
Well, he just came to work every day. He came to work hard, practice. He paid attention to the meetings, and of course, as you know, our receiver corps sort of by injury, you know, late in the year, gave him an opportunity to play, and he took the opportunity and ran with it, and he's put himself in a good position.
He's only 5'9". I mean, you're as a former quarterback. I mean, are those little guys kind of hard to find?
Depending on the route or the concept you're asking that position to run. But, you know, he's so quick and agile. He can get in and out of breaks. He's slippery against bump and run coverage. And he and Alex are really on the same page. And he saw a nice throw today and catch with him and Alex. So, you know, those are the types of things that we can help a guy like Albert, put him in successful positions to help us win games.
So is Eddie Kinnison working with you guys?
Yes, he is. He's working as an intern.
What's Eddie bringing you guys?
I just think he's bringing just some leadership and some experience, you know, from playing that position. Of course, I'm more with the quarterback, so he's with the receivers. But, you know, you see him in meetings, speak up and talk to those guys. And it's great to have veteran guys like that who've played this game at a high level to be successful. And to be as humble as he is, to come in and shed some light on some things is great for the young guys.
You know, we spend a lot of time talking about Macklin bringing deep ball, you know, but he can do stuff intermediate and short, too. Can you elaborate on some of the things that make Macklin that underneath weapon and short weapon?
You know, when we had him in Philadelphia, we kind of used him in that capacity, and then we kind of stretched the field more with him as he grew as a receiver. And, you know, he's got such great short area quickness, and he's got great transition in and out of breaks, and you know, he's such a smooth route runner. He understands defenses, the complexity of defenses, and what they're trying to do to stop him. And he brings a level of competitiveness that group needs, and a veteran leadership within that room.
Hey, you're a former quarterback. You know, tell us what does it mean when you got a guy who only dropped two passes last year? You take a few more shots with him. Can you? Feel his way.
He's just blessed. I mean, some guys can catch and some guys can, and depends on too sometimes the people that are throwing it to you. But you know, he takes pride in that. He works on it every day. He's on the jugs machine, and he wants to catch and learn. And a lot of it is his ability to get open and make plays. And he's a tremendous asset that way.
On the subject of wide receivers, you got a guy who's been on the practice squad since 2013, Frederick Williams. What are you seeing out of him coming into this training camp?
You know, last two seasons, even going into this offseason, you know, Freddie's had a tremendous upside with us, and he's a big, strong, physical guy that can run, and he's got good hands. You know, it just so happens we've got numbers now, and it just creates better competition for him, and it creates an opportunity that when he has an opportunity to play, that he make the most of that chance. And he's done a great job for us. He's been in our system now, so he knows, and we expect big things, you know, from him going through training camp in these preseason games.
The third year of the offense, you guys draw some strength in the stability of it. And there's also now 2 years worth of tape for opponents to study what you're doing here. In light of that, what, how much time do you spend in the off season trying to find different ways to use Jamal?
You know, obviously that is one of our off-season studies every year, and we you know, we want to make sure, one, that he's healthy late in the season. So if that means you give him, you know, a guy like Nile Davis some reps, and you whatever you have to do, number one, to keep him healthy for 16 games, you do that. And each week, he's such a tremendous athlete that when you see him out here and you see him in games, it's hard for corners, linebackers, safeties, one-on-one type situations. That's why teams have tried to combo him or double him in games. The Raiders do it. The Chargers do it. I mean, teams that know us do it that way, and they try to take him out of it. But he works so hard out here and puts himself in great positions to be successful, and he works on his game.
Last year, he didn't catch so many balls as the year before. Was there a reason for that?
I think a lot more balls ended up at Travis Kelce because he came back healthy. Travis was a big part of our system last year, and so it probably took a few throws away from him.
With Jamal, couple more guys. How much does he let on over the course of the year about just how banged up he was last season?
You know, he's a guy that wants to play every down. And, you know, and as coaches and as coordinator, we have to be smart and work with our training staff and, you know, our guys, our medical team, and just stay in tune. And the communication is obviously the utmost importance when it comes to those situations. And you know, we have to be smart and give him that proper rest, you know, and then he has to communicate with us and tell him that he's a little banged up and maybe can't go here or there. So, but it's been a great situation so far. And, again, he's such a prideful guy that he doesn't want to take any reps away from himself and not miss any snaps.
Is that something that you have to script, you know, like even before the season starts, go, okay, this 3-4-5 game, that's where we need to get him a little bit of a blow? Or
you kind of go into training camp, the start of the season, you got to have a plan that way, and you got to be able to implement that plan. And then again, it goes back to all the communication, you know, and implementing that plan and staying on a strict schedule and regimented schedule. And you know, we've been fortunate that way, because the guys have been able to get into the second half of the season and late in the season, and that first year get into the postseason and you know, help us win games late in the year. So you have to have that plan, implement that plan, but most importantly is communication.
Last one, Adam. Doug, you talked about the defensive attention that Jamal Charles gets game in and game out, and now it's year after year for him. What kind of grind is that for a player when opponents are doing whatever they can to take him out of a game plan every single week for years and years and years? It's kind of like when you played, right? And they did that for you too.
Exactly. They put 8 in the box and make me throw the football. you know, with a guy like Jamal, I mean, he kind of thrives on people pointing him out and saying, hey, let's take away 25 this week. And we knew that all season last year. I mean, you take 25 away, put yourself in a good position to maybe win the football game. But he prides himself on that. And Coach Bieniemy does a great job with him, getting him prepared week in and week out. And he really understands and knows the game plan. And he knows. And then as coaches and as coordinator, we try to put him in a situation where he can be, one, matched up one-on-one, or in a position to be successful. And then by giving him multiple jobs and multiple roles, whether he's in the backfield or motioning from the backfield or lining up out of the backfield, can also cause problems defensively. And you know, that's just been part of our scheme and what we've done the last couple of years. But he works on it. And that's the thing, is he works on it. He thrives on it. And, you know, bottom line, he just – bring what they got, and let's see if they can stop him.
You run into many guys who, over the years, embrace it over a long period of time, like he seems to.
The ones that want to be successful and the ones that have a championship mindset are the ones that can overcome it, and they don't let that bother them.
Was Brett Favre kind of that?
Favre was one of those guys. He welcomed teams to blitz him because he knew he was going to defeat the blitz, and whether it was with his legs or with his arm, and I see a lot of that in Jamal.
At 8 in the box when you were playing, that was a good strategy, right?
Oh, yeah, because it forced me to throw, and I couldn't really throw that far.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys.